I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Invictus is the Latin word for unconquered, and it's the name given to a sporting event that starts tomorrow in London. The Invictus Games are for wounded servicemen and women. Over 400 injured veterans from 13 nations will be competing in a variety of sports. The Games were the brainchild of British royal Prince Harry. He attended the Warrior Games here in the U.S. and decided to create a similar British event. John Le Gallaudet has competed in the Warrior Games and will be competing in three swimming events at the Invictus Games. He's a British veteran of the Iraq War.
2007, I was in Iraq and on a night patrol where I was shot in the spine by a sniper. From that point on, life was pretty bleak. I was paralyzed from the waist down and told that I would never walk again. After a lot of physio and sheer guts and determination, I was able to take my first few tentative steps a few months later.
And were you someone who had been swimming before?
Not competitively, only just for keeping fit and things like that. That was all.
And how important is it, do you think, for the UK to host their own version of the Warrior Games, the Invictus Games?
It's hugely important. I mean, the Invictus Games, it gives us a reason to get out of bed. It gives us a focus. And we all, being in the military, we all strive to be the best. And we can now go to the Invictus Games and compete against the other 12 countries.
I wonder if you go speak with other injured service members, and if you do, what do you tell them as far as how sport can help them?
It's just about passing on the wisdom. I mean, I'm 7 years on in my injury, and if someone's not quite as far along, and for me, sport has been a huge part of my recovery. It's helped me immensely, and if I can pass that on to other people that aren't quite as far along in their injury and say, if you love sport and you want to carry it on, it can give you a focus, a drive.
Are these kinds of games, the Invictus Games now in the UK and the Warrior Games here in the US, reminders for injured veterans mostly? Or do you see them as kind of a reminder to the rest of us that, hey, these wars happened and there are victims all around?
I think it's a reminder to the world, not alone just us. A lot of us have been severely injured, and at that time, life looks very bleak, and sport is our way of getting back into that competitive edge. It just shows the world that we're not defeated. We stand unconquered and move on.
I wonder if you could give us a snapshot of your life before and after, because I know about something of your life after. Now you've climbed Mount Everest, right? You've climbed Kilimanjaro. You're kind of a badass now. Were you always?
I'll take that as a compliment. No, I wasn't. Pre-injury, I was just the average soldier. I never stood out. I never not stood out. I just wanted to be the grey man and carry on. And I was at my physical peak condition. I was enjoying life and I was looking forward to serving my country, and then, on the 7th of June 2007, it kind of all changed. And a change doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. You just have to, adapt to a new way of life. And to be honest, post-injury, I've been privileged to do so many things, like you said, the climbing Everest Base Camp, Kilimanjaro, and the Warrior Games, and now the Invictus Games.
Well, John Le Gallaudet, you are anything but the gray man. John is with the British team competing in the Invictus Games. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.